By the way, where is our host?
Now we're here, where's our host?
What about a talk show host?
Yeah, sure, like a co-host.
No, I want a host.
We never found the host.
So you're our host?
You're the host?
The host is so cheesy.
And to the host.
And now, your host, here...
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a situation developing here at the River Talk Radio Network. Our guest is not here. We scheduled this guy. He is a judge, and not just any judge. He is a judge on the 7th Appellate District Court of Appeals, Ohio. I have no idea what that means, by the way. But he's supposed to be here. He said he was going to be here early, and then I get a text saying, oh, we're running a little bit late. We're in Steubenville, and it's, we should be there, in half an hour, 45 minutes, or now tomorrow, or whatever. I've got the chairs set up. By the way, you can actually see this train wreck of a show today on the Facebook page for River Talk, the River Talk Facebook page. We're doing a live stream because of our special guest. He's going to bring his lovely wife with him. And he's late. The guy's name is Judge Mark Hanai. Seems like a nice guy. I've spoken to him a number of times over the phone. Seems, no problems at all. And then I get everything set up. I even have two coffee cups for water, a styrofoam cup, so I can get them water. Him and his wife are going to be here and have everything set up. I've got all the angles set up right for the Facebook live stream so that you can enjoy this, enjoy the judge, enjoy his wife, watch this, talk with. We can learn all about the Appellate Court of Ohio. And he's not here. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. What am I going to do now? Well, they're coming. So whenever they come, they're going to come in through that door. Wait a minute. That door for our Facebook friends, that door there. And they're going to come walk right into the lobby and walk right into the studio. And we'll just start as if, they got here on time. Which they haven't. And how's your morning going for you? All right. Fine. All right, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. At least it did. But it's still going to be pretty good. All right, so I'm on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the mighty 1290, the sturdy 1430. It is the... Hold on. Hotkey. The audio path of totality... Thank you. And Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. And pretty soon, it's going to be the blockchain of reason once I figure out what a blockchain is. I still don't understand anything connected with cryptocurrency or whatever. I don't get it. I don't think it's like they make it up or something. I don't get it. Give me gold, silver, platinum, hot blonde. I don't care. Just give me something. All right, fine. So there's that. We got Mr. Big Willie. He's going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news. Final few days of interacting with this guy and that stupid song of his. Then we're going. Let's see. We got the Dimitri Graffiti, which means around 8:50 ish. You're going to have a chance to call in and say or do anything you want. Like if you want to make fun of a judge who's late for his appearance, that would be great. Dimitri Graffiti, the rules of engagement, I'll tell you what they are now. When you call in, don't wait for the producer to tell you or ask you what's your name, where are you from, what do you want to talk about. Don't wait for that. Make sure the volume is down on your phone because we don't want any kind of feedback. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate federal, state, or local laws, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti Studio phone line, 740-325-1490. I can't believe the judge is not here. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. And, by all means, Dimitri Graffiti a little bit later on today. Now, We're going to shift gears here for a little bit as we're waiting for the judge to finally show up. So last night, I'm driving around downtown Wheeling, and I go by the new flop house for the Vagrants. which is attracting vagrants all over the place. It's unbelievable. It's disgusting beyond belief. I'm driving by, and these vagrants are not in the flop house. They are outside around several different blocks. Because this flop house, the new flop house in Wheeling, the latest new development in Wheeling is a new flop house for the homeless. Vagrants is really the better term for them. And you should see how they are oozing out all over the place on the steps of different buildings around there, and their bicycles and their shopping carts and their this and their that. It's just spreading. It's spreading like a cancer throughout the area around several city blocks there. Last night, it was unbelievable. You're watching this going, oh my God. No wonder nobody wants to come into Wheeling anymore to do much of anything, go to these nice restaurants or whatever. It's disgusting beyond belief. It's not just concentrated in the new flop house. They've spread, and the flop house has no problem with this. They have no problem with this at all. Oh, we just need more homeless people all over the place to make this, make the people think that this is a big problem. They're ruining everything. They've ruined... Wait a minute. There's a car out there. There's a car out there. It might be my guest car. It looks like a nice one. Hold on a second. Someone's getting out of the car. That's a big one. Hold on. Guy's walking in. I think it's our guest. Okay, we'll go. We're going to get back to the vagrants and the flop house and all that. I think that's our guest. Hold on. Come on in. Come on. Is this great radio or what? He's going to come in through that door any second. There he is. There he is. He's are you the judge?
I am the judge.
Get your sorry ass in here and sit down. You're late.
Oh, my kind of guy.
Get in here. My God in heaven. This is live radio. You're on Facebook, for God's sake. Here's the Facebook live stream just like we told you about. I can't believe this. Now, hold on a second. I'll turn on your microphone. Go ahead.
Is that Facebook?
No, that black, the black chair. The black chair. The black chair, yes, because you'll look better. You'll look better for us here. Okay, now pull in. Pull in. We would have done all this ahead of time.
Gotcha.
Had you been here ahead of time.
Anyway. Well, my wife made me late. You know how that goes, huh?
Blame Dawn. Blame Dawn.
Hey, I was looking forward to
see her. Is she going to come in here?
Yes, she is.
All right, great.
She'll deny that she made me late.
Women, huh? What are you going to do with them? What are you going to do with them?
Can't live with them. Can't live without them.
Can't cut their heads off and put them in bowling bags, according to Sam Kinison. But that's a different story. Anyway, so, ladies and gentlemen, it's a little bit late, but what the hell? Here we are. Here she is. Dawn, come on in. Oh, she is a looker. Mm-hmm. I thought you were just lying to me.
No.
Dawn, come on in. Have a seat over here. You're live. Have a seat right there. Just crawl all over him. You're live on Facebook. And just say, hi, how you doing? Have a seat. Have a seat there.
You know what she calls Facebook?
What?
Fakebook.
Fakebook. By the way, a lot of truth to that. Yeah. All right. And then scoot in as much as you can. This is for our Facebook live audience.
Hello.
Here. All right. So the judge... I just lost my thing here. Okay, so this is the judge over here, and hold on a second, let's do this on the side here. And this is his lovely wife, Dawn. So thank you both for finally coming here.
You know, all I've been told is I have kicked my coverage when I married this young lady.
Yeah, well,
huh?
We need
you
to
think
talk.
Maybe?
You could have done a lot better, huh? Dawn. I mean, seriously, honest to God, you could have. But anyway, so,
I got more moves than Joe Montana, though.
Did he really pick you up by rubbing your elbow while he was in a wheelchair?
Yeah,
That's all it takes to pick you up.
No, he's got more moves than Joe Montana.
Oh my goodness gracious! All right, great. So, ladies and gentlemen, the official welcome now.
Dimitri, you know you're well known in the Mahoning Valley.
I'm well known throughout America, my friend.
Is that right?
Oh, what do you mean that's right? Is that right?
Okay, hey, Ron Verb and Dan Rivers.
Good people.
Told me you were the greatest villain they ever had, and you're still well known. My secretary loves you.
Shannon. I've heard lots of great stuff.
Oh,
did you give her that raise like I told you to give
I
her?
I did.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
I did.
All right. For those who don't know, this is a judge for the Court of Appeals in the Court of Appeals of Ohio, 7th Appellate District. His name is Judge Mark Hannay, and he is here with his lovely wife, Dawn. Late, but they are here. And the election, today starts the election, the early
Amen.
Election process. And that's why he is here, because this is the focal point of everything political in the state of Ohio, the Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. So,
you know, Dimitri, I think I told you I used to be on the air.
Where? When?
I was on 1490 or 1390 in Youngstown.
Yes.
And when I ran for county commissioner, I bought time.
Yes.
And this is back in the late 90s.
Yes.
And then they called me because I was right behind, who was the big talk guy? Anyways, 1390 called and offered me a show after the election.
Yes.
Because I was right behind Imus. And they and they told me that my ratings were sky high. So
they always tell you that. That's just a lie. But go ahead.
Well, yeah. Well, I saw their upturn ratings.
Okay.
And also, they so the name of the show was Mad Mark in the Morning.
Yes, that's you.
That's me.
Mad Mark in the Morning.
Oh,
I love
absolutely.
That.
We had a blast.
What are you doing in the legal field when you could be having so much fun, getting paid almost nothing doing this?
It was the most fun, best job I ever had. But I was in law school at the time.
At Duquesne.
Yeah, I was.
The Duquesne Dukes. Yes.
So I drove back and forth for 4 years. It was a part-time program.
Yes.
Raised four kids at the time. Their mother and was my ex-wife just for a short time. She had passed away at the early age of 39 years old.
What?
Yep. And so I raised my four children to law school. I should say they raised me.
Yeah, well, that
You know how it goes.
Are you chewing something as you're on the air talking to me?
No.
Oh, for...
No.
You're not?
No.
Looks like he's chewing something, but okay, whatever.
Anyways.
His cud. So anyway, so raised four kids.
Yes.
39 years old.
Yes. I was 40.
Their mom, yes.
Correct.
Okay, great. So tell me about who exactly is Mark Hanai.
Well, Mark Hanai is a person that really puts his faith on his sleeve. And
I don't see it.
What? You don't see my faith?
I don't see your sleeve.
Okay, no sleeve. I try not to wear sleeves.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm a 7th District Court of Appeals judge right now.
Yeah.
And I really work my butt off. And what happened, it's a four-judge court. And so that when I took over, when I won, it was in 22, and I beat the incumbent Democrat by 18 points. And it was really the Ohio Valley that won the race for me. In Mahoning County, he beat me by about 4 or 5 points. And then the rest of the area from Columbiana County all the way down the river. And it was the first time that you were ever, that the party affiliation was put on the November ballot in the general election.
Wow.
And that's really what helped. I was the Republican, he was the Democrat, and the red wave just started. And Dave Johnson, who is the county chairman in Columbiana County, is really the one that started the red wave in this area. And I held on to the coattails, but I won heavily. So when we went to the court, it turned the court, it was historically a Democratic court. Because this area in Mahoning County, it was all Democrat at the time.
Yeah.
And the party left us. We didn't leave the party. And so it made it a 2-2 court then. It was two Democrats, two Republicans.
What difference does that make? Because a court is about the law. It's not about politics. No, I don't understand.
Well, in my case, it was really about the procedure. The court, we have the lowest docket in the state. Yet we were last in the state.
What's a docket? I'm not a lawyer. Gotcha. I don't understand legal speak. You got to dumb it down so low that like you're talking to a 5-year-old or perhaps a golden retriever. Now, we got a short break coming up here.
Okay.
We'd be able to listen to you more if you'd gotten here on time, of course. But because we have the commercial break coming up right now, we've got no choice. I think you can understand that, Judge Hanai.
You got to pay your bills.
Yeah, that too. Let's see. Anyway, so he is running. This is a very weird thing. He's already a judge, but he's running to be a judge again, but not in the same seat, a different seat. 7th Appellate District Court of Appeals. We will get to that, and we'll keep busting balls because I got a free shot now because he came so late. You can watch this on the Facebook live stream. Stay tuned.